In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 18. Keine Sachen, kein Gepäck. No belongings, no luggage. If you remember, in the last lesson we heard scenes at a flea market. At one stall, a woman discovered a wonderful blouse.
Ich finde die Bluse toll.
Her friend suggested that she should try it on. Listen out for the personal pronoun Sie in the phrase try it on. Sie is the feminine form because the word for blouse in German, Bluse, is feminine.
Probier sie mal.
The woman beat down the price of the blouse and bought it for 10 marks.
Ich nehme sie für 10 Mark.
The verb to take, nehmen, is a transitive verb. That is, it takes a direct object. And now let's continue with the story. It's Monday morning, the weekend is over, and Andreas has to go back to work. He's just had a quick breakfast and he's about to leave the house to go, fahren, to the Hotel Europa. Listen to the conversation between X and Andreas. What sort of mood are they in?
Ex, ich fahre jetzt. Kommst du?
Ich habe keine Lust.
Okay, du hast keine Lust und ich habe keine Zeit. Dann bleib zu Hause. Tschüss.
Andreas, bitte warte doch. Ich komme ja.
As you could probably tell from the tone of their voices, X doesn't feel like doing anything, and Andreas is irritated. He isn't in the mood to have a long discussion with X, and he tells her to stay at home. Listen again. First, Andreas says, X, I'm going now.
X, ich fahre jetzt.
X doesn't reply. So Andreas asks, are you coming?
Kommst du?
This time X replies to Andreas and says, I don't feel like it.
Ich habe keine Lust.
By now, Andreas is becoming impatient. Okay, he says, you don't feel like it and I have no time.
Okay. Du hast keine Lust und ich habe keine Zeit.
Andreas is in a hurry to get to work. He doesn't want to waste any more time, and so he says, then stay at home.
Dann bleib zu Hause.
Andreas knows that X doesn't want to do that either. She pleads with him to wait. And then she adds, I'm coming.
Ich komme ja.
So the two of them set off for the Hotel Europa. When they get there, they're met by Hannah, the chambermaid. Listen to the following conversation. Hannah is obviously upset. Why?
Andreas, komm schnell!
Was gibt's?
Herr Meier ist weg.
Was?
Hat nicht bezahlt. Komm schnell!
As you heard, Hannah is upset because one of the guests, Herr Meier, has left. When Hannah sees Andreas, she says, come quickly.
Andreas, komm schnell!
Andreas thinks to himself, this is a good start to the week. But he can see that Hannah is upset, and so he asks her what's wrong.
Was gibt's?
Hannah explains that Herr Meier has left.
Herr Meier ist weg.
And then she tells him the real reason why she's so upset. Herr Meier hasn't paid his bill.
Hat nicht bezahlt.
Before Andreas can say anything, she takes him up to Herr Meier's room on the first floor. His room is empty, but he's left one thing behind. What is it?
Hier, das Zimmer ist leer. Keine Sachen mehr, kein Gepäck.
Das Bad ist auch leer.
Kein Rasierapparat, keine Zahnbürste.
Der ist weg.
Das glaube ich nicht.
Hey, schau mal. Die Flöte ist noch da.
Und jetzt? Hast du eine Idee?
Kommt Zeit, kommt Rat.
Weiß die Chefin das schon?
Nein.
Komm, wir fragen die Chefin.
The only thing Herr Meier has left behind in his room is his flute. Listen again. Hannah opens the door to Herr Meier's room and says to Andreas, "Look, the room is empty."
Hier, das Zimmer ist leer.
And then she adds, "No belongings, no luggage."
Keine Sachen mehr, kein Gepäck.
Andreas has a look in the bathroom. It's empty too. No razor, he says. No toothbrush.
Kein Rasierapparat. Keine Zahnbürste.
Hannah is convinced that Herr Meier has left for good. He's gone, she says.
Der ist weg.
However, Andreas can't believe this is true.
Das glaube ich nicht.
When he discovers Herr Meier's flute, he knows that he can't have left. Look, he says, the flute is still here.
Hey, schau mal. Die Flöte ist noch da.
Which of them is right, Hannah or Andreas? Hannah isn't quite sure what to believe. And now what, she says. Have you got an idea?
Und jetzt? Hast du eine Idee?
But before Andreas can reply, X offers some advice in the form of a proverb, which means, only time will tell.
Kommt Zeit, kommt Rat.
Andreas wonders what to do next. He asks Hannah if their boss, Frau Berger, knows about this.
Weiß die Chefin das schon?
Hannah says no, and Andreas suggests what they should do next. Come on, he says, we'll ask the boss.
Komm, wir fragen die Chefin.
In today's lesson, we've heard several phrases which all contain the verb to have, haben. First, there was the expression, to have an idea. Eine Idee haben. Hannah asks Andreas, have you got an idea?
Hast du eine Idee?
Then there was the expression, to have time. Zeit haben. And the opposite, keine Zeit haben. Andreas says to X, I have no time.
Ich habe keine Zeit.
And then there was also the expression to feel in the mood to do something. Lust haben. Literally, to have a desire. Or the opposite, keine Lust haben. To have no desire. X says she's not in the mood.
Ich habe keine Lust.
And in a moment, after the melody, we'll come to another grammar point, the negative form of nouns. In German, the indefinite article ein or eine precedes nouns. In the negative form, this becomes kein or keine. Kein is used with masculine nouns in the nominative case. For example,
der Rasierapparat. Ein Rasierapparat. Kein Rasierapparat.
Kein also precedes neuter nouns.
Das Gepäck. Kein Gepäck.
And before a feminine noun, you say keine.
Die Zahnbürste. Eine Zahnbürste. Keine Zahnbürste.
Keine precedes all plural nouns, whether they are masculine, feminine or neuter.
Die Sachen. Keine Sachen.
Listen to the dialogues once again, and while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Ex, ich fahre jetzt. Kommst du?
Ich habe keine Lust.
Okay, du hast keine Lust und ich habe keine Zeit. Dann bleib zu Hause. Tschüss.
Andreas, bitte warte doch. Ich komme ja.
When Andreas arrives at the hotel, he's met by Hannah. She's upset because Herr Meyer appears to have left the hotel without paying his bill.
Andreas, komm schnell!
Was gibt's?
Herr Meyer ist weg.
Was?
Hat nicht bezahlt. Komm schnell!
Hannah shows Andreas Herr Meyer's room. It's completely empty, except for one thing he's left behind. His flute. Hannah and Andreas decide to ask the hotel manageress, Frau Berger, what they should do.
Hier, das Zimmer ist leer. Keine Sachen mehr, kein Gepäck.
Das Bad ist auch leer.
Kein Rasierapparat, keine Zahnbürste.
Der ist weg.
Das glaube ich nicht.
Hey, schau mal. Die Flöte ist noch da.
Und jetzt? Hast du eine Idee?
Kommt Zeit, kommt Rat.
Weiß die Chefin das schon?
Nein.
Komm, wir fragen die Chefin.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.